Now, the Rugby World Cup begins in Japan this September, and we've got a member of the Irish squad here, a little bit injured over the last 2 years, but he's hopefully okay. He's going to give us a confirmation in a second. From Wicklow, Josh van der Fleer. You're very welcome. Thanks for coming in, Josh.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
Good to see you. How are things?
Good. Yeah, all good.
And how are you feeling? That's what we want to know. How's the injury situation?
Yeah, I'm all good. Obviously, didn't have an ideal last couple of years. Injury with my knee, and then got back, started last season, and then got injured during the Six Nations then, kind of, and got back then for the last couple of games of the season. So that was really good to get back, and body's been
up to fully fit since. Though
that's, yeah, that's really good question, which is nice.
Yeah, and of course I think they were both against France, were they, that you had your injuries?
Yeah, they were.
What is it?
Hopefully nothing anyway. I wouldn't be very superstitious, but yeah, both unfortunately against France. Yeah, it was unfortunate, obviously, but I really enjoy playing against France. There's some incredible players, and obviously some big lads as well. And I was really enjoying both of the games, but obviously had to come off both of them. So hopefully get to play France again soon and have a full game. It would be nice.
Well, we're delighted, of course, that you're from Wicklow, and we always feel, you know, part of the Irish team and part of you because they are out on the pitch. So where did it all start? It presumably started with the dad in Wicklow Rugby Club, did it?
Yeah. So my dad used to play in Wicklow Rugby Club. I remember going up when I was really small. I don't know what age I was, but I can remember being up with my mum watching my dad play in Wicklow, and I don't think we watched much rugby. I remember us running around with toy guns and stuff, just messing on the side of the pitch. But yeah, started off there. My brother's 2 years older than me. He was playing on the under-8s, and I was 5, so I wasn't able to play in the under-8s, obviously, but I was able to train, wasn't allowed to play games because I was too small. So dad used to take me up as well, and I'd do the training sessions and kind of get away, give my mum a bit of a break, I think. So
was it always rugby? Did you always want to aspire to do it?
Yeah, well, my dad used to always tell us stories about his, I'm sure they were exaggerated a bit, but the tries he used to score and all that kind of thing. So yeah, always loved rugby. Used to play loads of different sports, but rugby was the one I always played properly and played all the way through.
Yeah, and what school did you go to?
I went to Wesley.
Right, and that's a rugby school, isn't it?
Yeah, it would be more known for their hockey, but yeah, play a bit of rugby as well. Would never have been one of the more successful rugby schools, but yeah, it was really good for my rugby going there. Was fortunate enough to have some really good coaches, and it obviously set me up quite well for coming out of school.
Yeah, excellent. So when did it all start heading to where you are and being called on against England and all that?
Well, I suppose in school, I was never on any underage teams. I had trials for Leinster under-18s, but didn't make that. And then I had trials the year before that as well. So that was fourth and fifth year in school. I had trials. I didn't make it any further in them. And then in sixth year, I got on a trial for the Leinster under-19s. And that went well. And then once I finished school, once I did the leaving cert, I got onto the Leinster under-19 squad. And it kind of just went on from there. Played Leinster under-19s. And then later that season, played the Irish under-19s. Then went along, didn't play, I only played maybe 20 minutes, but went along to the Junior World Cup then in South Africa that year, and then after that got into the Leinster Academy and kind of went on from there.
Yeah, because so I'd say a lot of guys like yourself coming along, they go into the academy and they show great promise at the beginning, but it drops off and things. So, you know, you're still in competition with others for starting off, aren't you?
Very much so, yeah, very much so. I remember coming into the academy and obviously everyone wants to be playing for Leinster. That's why we were there in the academy. And I remember working it out that I'd need 12 back rows to get injured for me to have a chance of playing, which is obviously pretty daunting. But yeah, you just keep working away, trying to improve as much as you can. And I think very lucky, although Leinster be one of the most competitive places, I'd say, in world club rugby, to try and make it. But I think I learned huge amount from having such good players around you, so, and such good players ahead of you. You learn a huge amount.
Yeah, I mean, with the Leinster players who've gone, say, to Munster and gone to Ulster, we just have so many in Leinster, you know?
Yeah, there's...
It's just unbelievable.
Geordie's
gone up
really.
To Ulster, hasn't he?
And yeah.
Andrew Conway gone to Munster. So, with so many players being produced.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible, really. It's a credit to the academy system they have in Leinster. The players they're able to develop and how good they're able to make young promising players, which is really good. I think you look at if you ever go to a Leinster A game or you see the Leinster team playing when maybe all the internationals are away, and it's still a world class team. It's pretty incredible and special to be a part of a team like that. It makes it very very tough to make the team, I suppose, as well. So you just know, probably different to maybe some other clubs where even if you're one of the best players in the team, if you play badly a couple of weeks in a row, or you don't have your best game, or you lose a bit of form, then there's a good chance you might not be playing, which kind of keeps you having to perform at your best.
And the Wicklow thing, Leo is there, of course, in Leinster. So, yeah. You know, we're happy with that as well. You find him okay? I mean, you're not going to say you don't.
No, he's brilliant. Yeah, he's brilliant.
A little bit, you know, when he took over initially, the small wobble, but now he's just unbelievable, you know?
Yeah, no, he's absolutely brilliant. I think the culture he creates in Leinster and... The type of behaviours he encourages and his coaching is absolutely brilliant. Everyone loves playing under him. It was obviously must be tough starting off when he first took over as head coach. You're kind of changing. You might want to change a few things, change the way we do things, and try and implement a few of his own things. Which obviously those kind of things take time, but it's been absolutely brilliant. And I think. You can kind of see from the success we've had the last few years how effective he is. I think that says it all.
Yeah. So what was it like getting the call from Joe Schmidt then?
It was after the last World Cup. I'd kind of been playing during the World Cup. I was playing with Leinster and I got a good bit of game time. Played maybe four or five games while all the international players were away, and that went really well. And then when they came back, the Six Nations that year, I got called into the squad. I'd probably been fortunate to get a lot of game time while the internationals were away, and then the coaches then backed me to kind of kept my place then. Once the European games came along, I got the nod to play those games, and then got picked for the Six Nations squad then.
Yeah, you felt, wow, did you sort of, or did you think, I'm making enough progress here, I have a very good chance?
I would have backed myself. Obviously, that's the goal, that's what you're aiming for, but I'd never have... But then when it actually happens, when you get the call or you hear that you're in the squad, it's incredibly surreal. Even if you're expecting it or maybe you say you have a good chance, it's still an incredible surprise. It was a very special day finding out I was in the squad. And then the Six Nations didn't go too well for the team. We lost a couple of games, and then I think Joe just wanted to rotate a bit of the squad for the last 2-3 games. So got the nod then against England over in Twickenham for my debut, which was absolutely incredible.
Yes, indeed. So walking out in the green jersey and looking around at the crowd, do you forget about the pressure or do you just concentrate on doing the game, or can you live in the moment of saying, wow, I've really, you know... this is what I wanted to do.
It's a funny one. I was incredibly nervous. first time obviously playing for Ireland. I played in front of a few big crowds, but I think it was 80,000 that day in Twickenham, which is obviously pretty loud, a lot of people when you're looking around. Incredibly nervous, but then once the ball was kicked off, you just kind of go straight to doing your job. You're like, oh, I need to get to this ruck now, or I need to be here or there, and you just kind of get into playing any other rugby game then, which was kind of strange. I didn't think it would be like that at all, but you kind of almost forgot what game you were playing in, and I
just get down, and it works. There's a good crop of you youngsters, Stockdale and, you know, Larmer and James Ryan, you know, all young fellas that are, you know, really, you've all come and sort of blossomed together. It's great.
Yeah, no, it's really encouraging. It's, I suppose, looking back over the last maybe 10 years or so, for a good while, it was the same players on the Irish team, and now there's some incredible young talent coming through, like the likes of James Ryan getting Irish Player of the Year last year, which is absolutely incredible for someone who's 22, 23. I think he's 22 as far as I know. We're absolutely incredible, and it shows the quality of the young lads who are coming through.
Any insight you can give us to Japan?
So in terms of the weather, anyway, it'll be pretty warm. It's about building now, building the team, getting a few good performances together, starting next week against Italy. So that's the first warm up game, and all the focus this week so far has been on getting ready to play against Italy and to hopefully win against Italy. It's important to build momentum and get some good performances in. Then on an individual level as well, you obviously want the team to be playing well, but everyone knows there's, what, 44 or so in the squad at the moment, and there's 31, I think, go to Japan.
It's so getting close, isn't it? It's the last day of July now. Yeah. 1st of August tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's getting so close.
Yeah, everyone knows. Everyone's all friendly with each other, but everyone does know it's between, there's 12, 13 people who won't make it over to Japan, which is just the reality of it. So I think everyone's ready, and personally anyway, ready to put in my best performance anyway.
Yeah, well, the very best of luck with that.
Thank you,
Josh. We're delighted with you here in Wicklow. A member of the Ireland Rugby Sevens has just won Love Island, so Greg O'Shea. So I'm just wondering, you know, is this a parallel career you ever considered to do various things?
To be honest, I wouldn't be a big watcher of it now. To be honest, I just saw the one. I watched the end of the episode whenever it was yesterday, day before yesterday. Just because a few of the lads, I'd met Greg a couple of times, and a few of the lads had known him very well, so it was more rooting for him just for the last day. But I wasn't watching it at all. I tried to stay away from it.
Yeah, you've no interest in those sort of things.
No, not really.
Yourself,
not really,
even.
To be honest.
So you go to bed every night early and just play rugby, is it, Josh? Is that the way it is?
I wouldn't quite say that. I'd find something else to do, play a bit of piano or listen to a bit of music, something like that.
Right, okay. We won't press you any further anyway. You're a young lad, and get out there and enjoy yourself. I suppose Dirk is very happy with everything. Is he your dad?
Yes. He loves going to the games. He doesn't miss many at all. It'd have to be a long way away or have something very very important on for him to miss a game. Which is, to have that support is incredible. I remember chatting to him a couple of years ago, and I was going over to play. Going over to play in Wales against the Dragons. And I said to Dad, I was like, oh, you don't feel you have to come along. Obviously it's an effort to get to, like, you don't have to feel that you have to come watch all my games if it's, I know you've work to do and that kind of thing. And he was like, Josh, I've been to been to these horrible muddy pitches in the middle of the country when you were 12, 13 years old. And he's like, if I'm going to them, I'm going to these games. So,
brilliant.
Yeah, his support is absolutely incredible, and I think he enjoys it.
Well, we're delighted to hear your voice on the air, live here on the morning show, but I hear that we'll be hearing you on adverts as well on the station, because you're now, I believe, brand ambassador for Spirit Burton, huh?
Yes, correct, yeah. Mark Burton up at Spirit Burton has gives me a lovely Discovery to drive, Land Rover Discovery, and they look after me really, really well. I'm delighted to obviously be a brand ambassador, come on as brand ambassador the last couple of months. So really excited to working with them, and I hear we're making a bit of an ad today, which should be a bit of fun.
All right, we look forward to all that. Let me see. Oh, what do you think of Greg O'Shea? Well, I've already asked Josh that anyway, and he's given his diplomatic answer anyway. So there. Great to see you, Josh, and all the very best. We'll be watching your progress over the next while.
Thank you very
much. And very good to give us your time today. Thanks very much indeed.
Great, thanks for having me.
And that's Josh van der Vlier from Wicklow Town.